Shalom Rav Racha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Pel Yoyitz, and Ois Gimel Golus, and Shinam Atunim 41. The Pel Yoyitz spends a lot of time, lengthy discussion. We're just going to summarize about the importance of living in an environment where a person can practice the mitzvahs, live al pi the Torah, and in an environment that he will not be influenced by the Ummah Sa'ilam, by the nations around him in a negative way. And he talks about living amongst the Shema'ilim, amongst the Arabs, amongst B'nai Edoim, the Romans, the Christians, and he warns not to be influenced by the surroundings of the way of dress that they have, of immodesty, of being immoral. And he talks a lot about this. What we have to take out from here, he says, even if you think yourself you can withstand the temptations, Mize arev shiyu tzetzoi meyov kemoise. Who says, who can be a guarantor that your children can be as strong as you? It might be work for you. You might be strong. But who's going to say your children can withstand those temptations? And he tells us, Yivrach loy, yivchor makom hayoyse toiv loy ulizare lavoydes Hashem yizbarach. This is the key. A person should live in an environment, in a neighborhood, in a geil maisa, where it's good for you and for your children. You, your wife, your children. I told you a story in the past where someone once called me up. And he wanted to find out about the neighborhood, the community I live in. And the only focus was getting chavrusa, chabura and learning, growing Yiddishkeit, and hasmada, the level of learning. That's all was, the conversation was about. Yivrach loy, v'yivchar makom hayoyse toiv loy ulezar lavoyes Hashem Zbarach. Choose the best place that you can raise your family in Yiddishkeit. Then the Peleoids continues to discuss very important messages. And he tells us how we have to remind ourselves that we are living in the Shibud in Golus. Lahakir batzmein l'shonu shavuyim devuyim uschufim. We have to recognize and be cognizant that we are captives, downtrodden, and misplaced. Well, what does that mean? Because when a person has such a mindset, such an attitude, they're going to behave with humility. They're not going to build palaces and these mansions and live an extravagant lifestyle and drive fancy cars and expensive clothing. And that's what he continues to talk about. And he says we're going to arouse the kinas hagoyim, the jealousy of the other nations, and ayin hara from other yidden. Don't do it, he says. He elaborates on this. The person realizes he's in Golus and he should behave in a humble fashion. This is not his home. This is not his land. We talk a different way. We behave a different way. We walk a different way. We don't want to show off, but we get too complacent. We feel like, this is our home. It's not our home. This is where we live now. We have to remind ourselves that we're in Golus though. I told you in the past, there was a fellow I used to learn with years ago. And his whole entire family, besides one sibling, they were killed. They were killed by the Nazis in Achshimon. And there's a picture on the wall, in the dining room, we learned. And he wouldn't, at his age, he was in the 90s already, he wouldn't always remember that he would tell me the story on a regular basis. But he would say to me, "You people don't know what you're doing." And I'm thinking, like, what did I do? You people? He put me together in the same category. He was nice to me. We were good friends. But he would come out. And he would say, "You build these big mansions and these show off all this wealth. You know what it does? And he would take his finger and point to his family, the picture on the wall. He says, that's what it does. It brings their death. It sounds a little extreme, but this is exactly what the Pele Yoitz is telling us. And he lived it. He lived through it. He survived. Now listen to these words. Listen to these words. V'yedua kama shmodois v'gerushin v'royis rabois ovru al nafshenu machmas kinas hagoyim. He says that we're very well aware of all the pogroms and expulsions and atrocities that Klal Yisrael suffered over centuries and centuries and centuries. Why? Machmas kinas hagoyim, because of the jealousy of the goyim that they had to us. Mitoch shlo hayu nizharim shlo yisrois. Because we weren't careful not to show our wealth. And look what he says next. Kamuva Abarbanel, the great Rishon. The Beis Yosef quotes him. The Abarbanel. Why is it called Abarbanel? Shibiglal Kein Nikra Shemoy Abarbanel. Because of this, he was called Abarbanel. Wasn't he Abarbanel? Shohayel the Ishtai Tabaz Toiva. His wife had this very beautiful ring. Acha Kol Royeho. To the point when anyone who saw this ring, Omru Biraboy Anilyo. Biraboy Anilyo. Or we would say Bravo Anilyo, which put the two together is Abarbanel. Now the next words are very hard to say. It's a very hard thing to say. We know the greatness of the Abarbanel. When he said his wife had this ring that everybody knew about it, and everybody would say Bravo, Bravo, Wow, look at this, Bravo Anilyo. Vize Goram Girush Sorat, and this is what caused. He says here. The Spanish Inquisition, Spanish expulsion, and the golden era of Torah came to an end because we were showing off the wealth. Yaakovino tells his sons, Lama Tisro, don't make yourself conspicuous. When you go down to Mitzrayim, be quiet. We should tilt our heads over like an agmoin. An agmoin is like a bush that when the wind blows, it bows down, it bends down, a bulrush. And accept the golus of love. Even if our tables are full of luxuries, we have to realize we're missing, we're lacking. We are the children who have been exiled from the table of our father, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are in Golus. How can we sing on an Admas Necha, on a land that's not ours? You know, there's a Gemara in Gittin Dav Zayin. Gemara has a whole discussion about how it's also to sing with musical instruments when there's a Chorim Beis HaMikdash, this time period. It's true from Maisha. We're not getting into Halacha L'Maisa now. We're going into the Hashkaf, into the Musar. And we have to acknowledge that we're in Golus. Live like we're in Golus. Drive cars like we're in Golus. Doesn't mean to be depressed. Doesn't mean to be sad. But Golus does not just mean comes Tisha B'Av, we sit on the floor, remind ourselves, we don't belong here. If it's just on Tisha B'Av, it's not going to mean anything. It has to be every single day. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, this whole siman Shulchan Aruch about behaving a certain way, is not doing the wrong things. We go to a chast and we know we break the glass and we break the dish where the mothers come in by the Tanoim and they break the dish also. That's also because of Chorim Beis HaMikdash. Concludes the perek. He concludes this ois gimel of galus, and we skipped a little. When I say skipped, we got the main points, but he has a lengthy discussion here. Pasuk says, very famous pasuk, we say in Tehillim, it's in Shir Malas, Oz then, Yimalis Chaypinu, Ulshinarina. Then, in the future, when Mashiach comes, that's when we'll rejoice. Yoimru Vagoyim, Higdil Hashem Lasis Yimele. Then, what's the connotation then? Aval Ato, Roy Shinia, Devuyim, Nishbury Levov, Nidkoim, Bezachreinu, Asiyim. Now, here where we are in Golus, we have to have the mindset that we're not home. We don't belong here. And even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, that's not the Eretz Yisrael we want. We want the Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. That's being the land's being run al pi halacha. She's brokenhearted, distressed. V'zachrein v'tziyon. V'ro yisrael v'yishegomarno v'rav tuv she'ibadnu. And he's saying that our Averus caused the situation where we are today. Of course, we should always remember Yishalayim. We have Simchas, as we mentioned, of breaking the glass and the like. And not having Simchas of such extravagance. Having Simchas of over the top is not. And then singing of the best Yimashkechech Yishalayim is a contradiction. Is a contradiction. And that's exactly what the Pel Yotz is telling us right over here. And then when we behave properly, as the way Yid should behave, not to look to attract attention to himself, then, you want to build the Beis HaMikdash? Then, the Yivne Beis HaMikdash B'meheira B'yomeinu. Amen.